They go, that is brand new from Sole on Irish Beats. That's Love Tonight, and it features C-Kane as well. That track was released a couple of weeks ago, the same day as the guest who is now with me in studio, his latest track, Breakfast, was released. Alex Goff, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, how are you?
Alex, you were saying while we were listening to that track, that track, Sole's track, was released on the same day
as
Breakfast.
Yeah, exactly the
same day, yeah. So, is she your nemesis?
I wouldn't say that. We won't start beef yet.
No. But you said she followed you back on Twitter
or
something.
Yeah, she did, so that was nice.
Isn't it all lovely and everything in the music industry today? Right, so Alex, you've been in the studio before as a member of Central Hall band. So, but now you're in here in a different context. I was going to say hip-hop, but that might insult you. So no. How would you describe your Alex Goff music as opposed to your Central Hall music?
Yeah, I would say hip-hop. A lot of it is more kind of like instrumental based, though. Like, I'm only recently starting to put my own voice to it, so I would call it like instrumental hip hop.
Okay.
Jazz.
Is it jazz?
Yeah.
Like, but not jazz hands.
But not jazz hands, just no. Jazz.
Okay, well, listen, tell you what, instead of talking about it, let's have a listen to it, and then we'll come back and we'll find a little bit more about what makes you tick. I'm very interested in some of your production techniques and also the genre as a whole in Irish music, because in the last 2 years, it's really come to the fore.
Huge, yeah.
And I would arguably say some of the most exciting music being produced by Irish people today is in that hip-hop genre.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is Alex's track that's currently out. It's called Breakfast. And the lyrics are fantastic. You shouldn't be afraid of your own voice, man.
Burn, tables to turn. Work hard when you're young till you crash and you burn. Don't stress and don't flex till them corporate operators.
That is Breakfast by Alex Goff, and Alex is here with me in studio. Right, so Alex, just while you were listening to that, you were just saying, oh, that's one of my friends in college played the bass there. So you play, or the music that's in your stuff is not necessarily sample based. It is live instrument based, is it?
A lot of it is sample based. There's a sample going all the way throughout that song.
Is that the drum sample? Is it
or the little guitar kind of jazz guitar sample?
Okay,
that's chopped up from, I won't say what.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yes, so most of my stuff would be kind of sample based. I kind of take inspiration from there. I'm only recently kind of getting into like chord theory and stuff like that with like learning in college and that.
Mm.
But like originally when I first started, it was a lot of like chopping samples, like just from like the music I listen to is a lot of the same stuff. So I try to replicate that in order to learn how to do it.
So if, let's say it's a Sunday afternoon and Alex Goff has nothing to do and you're just going to put on some music, what would you listen to? It's purely for yourself now, not for anything else.
In general, I listen to a lot of like MF Doom, Jurassic 5, J Dilla, all that kind of stuff. But I do listen to so much music. Like sometimes I'd listen to jazz. And recently I've been listening to the new James Blake album a lot.
Mm,
so I kind of go from this to that, like very like varied music taste.
Okay.
Depends on what I'm feeling at the time.
And then in 2 weeks, it could be
anything.
Jazz hands, perhaps.
Really?
Yeah, no, it could be anything. But yeah. So the gist of it is, anyway, is that you have eclectic musical taste, which I think is coming out in the music that you're producing right
yeah,
now
definitely.
As well. Just to back it up a little bit. So, Alex, you're originally from Waterford City, but you're now living in Cork. You're in college in Cork, studying music.
Yeah.
So you're kind of moving in the one direction, if you know what I mean. You're not like doing your accountancy exam. Well, maybe not yet anyway.
Not yet.
So how do you get into this hip hop genre? I understand, you see, there's a well-worn path for Irish people getting into bands. Okay, because it's people have been doing it for donkey's years, okay?
I did the same.
Yeah, and you're kind of arguably are still doing the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the hip-hop thing is relatively new, okay?
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, Irish hip-hop was, I don't want to say it was a joke, but it was full of a lot of people who were trying to be American or trying to be kind of gangsta London, and it just didn't work at all. But there's been lots of really, really, really good stuff coming out in the last number of years. How do you get into that?
I think it was definitely, when I really wanted to get into it, I think it was the hardest to get into, because being Irish, like obviously Irish people have an accent and that, like I even remember like hearing an interview a few years back with the original Rude Boys where nobody would sign them because of your man's accent.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't call them hip-hop as such, but your man rapped.
Yes.
And, like, back then, when I was really, like, listening to hip-hop, really getting into it, and I was like, I'd love to do this. Obviously, I have an Irish accent. And a lot of, like, it was kind of, like, not frowned upon, but it wasn't as accepted to be an Irish rapper, like, in a serious sense. Mm-hmm. Like, you had the likes of, like, the Rubber Bandits and people like that doing, like, parody rap, which everyone loved. But only, like, in the last maybe year or two, I know you had, like, Lethal Dialect in the back in the day and all that kind of stuff. But only recently you have, like, the likes of Kojak and, like, Mango and Math Man and people like that.
Tebby
that
really Rex.
Kinda, and, Tebby Rex.
Yeah, yeah. GLOL as well.
Oh,
really
he's great, actually. Yeah, he's unreal. Yeah. Like, kind of holding the flag and going, right, let's actually make hip-hop a thing in Ireland. And now it's huge. Like, you could turn anywhere and you find a really, really, like, well-produced, decent hip-hop artist. Mm. Even, like, one of my friends, Luke Halley.
Yeah, LHK.
LHK,
yeah, yeah.
Doing it for Seventh Obi. Seventh Obi's living in England at the moment. His stuff could be from anywhere.
Mm.
And it's really, really, really well-produced. Like, Luke's fantastic. But, like, only now that's coming really serious and people are like, okay, this is what I'm listening to now. I'm listening to Irish hip-hop.
Mm.
Whereas before, people listened to Irish bands like Coronas, even like Picture This Now. But only recently are they actually starting to listen to Irish hip-hop, and it's like even on the radio stations, like no one would have played hip-hop on the radio 5-10 years ago.
Well, I was playing a little bit of it, but there wasn't much to play, but I know what you mean. But I think there's an interesting thing there, because you talk about the accent, because one thing that really bugged me was people putting on fake American accents or fake English accents.
I struggled
accents.
With that so much, trying not to do it.
But I remember one of the acts that really hit it for me back in the day were a crowd called the Animators, who you probably don't remember because it's a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But they were kind of a hip-hop collective from Dublin. And I remember they had a track called Wake Up, which I must dig out. I don't have it with me, but I'll see if I can dig it out to play on the show later on or next week. And it was. I remember seeing the video at the time. It was him. They were going on. They're in the Halfpenny Bridge and around Dublin.
Yeah.
And they were very much in their own accents. It wasn't this sort of cod. You believed them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think when somebody uses their own voice, whether they're singing or rapping or whatever, you tend to believe them more. And I think that's maybe why a lot of the material that's coming out now, whether it's Tebby Rex or whomever, is just getting that more acceptance because it doesn't feel fake.
Exactly. And I think Irish people have a lot to say.
Yeah, damn
which,
right.
Which, like, it's almost that rap and hip-hop should be natural.
Mm.
Because, like, even going back, like, poetry and all that, like, there's so much great Irish poetry.
Mm.
And, like, Irish people have a heritage and a history where they do have a lot to say. So why not say it in this form?
It's interesting. There's a band called The Spook of the 13th Lock. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they're kind of a modern trad collective based up in Dublin. They did an album last year. It was one of my favourite records of the year called The Lockout. And it's all based around the 1913 lockout. It's kind of a concept album.
Yeah.
But an awful lot of it is spoken. Like they're reciting parts of a speech that James Connolly might have given or whomever. But it's done rhythmically. And it's an 18-piece electric guitar trad orchestra thing. But I was listening to it going, it's just rhythmic words as opposed to necessarily something that's sung, which if you think about it is what a lot of early hip-hop and rap as well. If you go back to 1970s kind of proto-rap, you get a lot, like, say, Gil Scott Heron or something like that.
You get
a lot of that in there as well.
Yeah.
So it does seem like a natural fit with Irish people.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, let's have a listen to another track and we're going to come back and dig a little deeper into Alex Goff's psyche, and I really want to find out about some of your production techniques, and let's have a listen to some of them on show here. So this is a track that you released late last year. This is Afraid of Money on Beat 102-103.
Money.
You're listening to Beat 102-103. This is Irish Beats with Rob O'Connor, joined in studio by Alex Goff, and you've just heard his track "Afraid of Money" there. Alex, I want to talk to you about some of the production techniques, because one of the things that jumped out of me with "Afraid of Money" the first time I heard it was that kind of classic hip hop drum sound. I call it a biscuit tin snap for the snare, but I know it's probably something else. But it's got that. It's quite a distinctive sound.
Yeah.
So how do you go about constructing or producing a track like that?
Afraid of Money was that started with the sample that's in it. So I kind of heard that and I had it, and I didn't really know where to go, like what direction to go from there.
Mm.
So I actually like downloaded it onto my phone, just the guitar, for like 5 minutes. And I used to just listen to it, just the guitar over and over again, until I kind of heard what I wanted to hear from it. So then like a lot of the drums I use are like field recordings, like from different like Google Drives that people have like said, oh, this is a hi-hat I use and this is a snare I use. So okay. I never really like download like full kits and full packs and
okay,
stuff
so
like that.
So you might, I'm going to back you up there because somebody yeah. mightn't understand what that means. So if a musician is constructing beats in yeah. a studio, they're not necessarily sitting behind a physical drum kit.
Not always. No.
Sometimes they do, yeah. but not equally when you're producing music yourself and you may not have access to high-end live rooms
exactly.
and you know yeah. all that kind of money. Explain how when you're talking about downloading kits, what do you mean by that?
So like a lot of producers would have like electronic kits like in their softwares or whatever, so that in their software they can like program drums and play drums whatever without ever having an actual drum kit.
Mm.
So then I would like Google snare sounds or clap sounds and you can find like different like folders like on Reddit and places like that people just upload their favorite sounds that their favorite producer uses or that they use.
Yes.
And then you can download them and just like use them yourself. So that's kind of like the snare and Afraid of Money I downloaded from actually a website called Lander that do samples now.
Oh, right.
They do mastering as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're doing, I've seen them a lot.
But now they're doing like samples where like they get in like artists to create a pack for free. So like Jimmy Edgar does one and he basically uploads like sounds that he uses in his production. And then you can download them and use them in your own production. So that's some of the, like the kits from Afraid of Money came from that.
But before anyone thinks that you're just copying and pasting material, like I can just say this because I've seen you playing live a number of times,
yeah.
that you're a very talented drummer and you're well able to play drums. You can also play guitar and you can probably play a million other things. Well. You probably play the piccolo as well, for all I know. But so it's that, it's not just a case, because this is, I think, maybe where some people get wrong, because I get a lot of tracks from people who are producers and they haven't got the first sense of music at all.
Yeah.
You know, songs that are 100 years long and don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And even sounds that don't necessarily fit well together.
Yeah.
You have a sense of a song or a sense of a track from your kind of analog music, if we call it that. And how important is that, do you think, in the music production process in something like this?
You can hear, you hear so many songs, like you said, that just have no direction. Because a lot of people create songs out of loops. And I fell into it in my early stuff, that you just loop it and loop it and loop it and loop it. And it just goes nowhere and does nothing. But I think like the reason I have a sense of like songwriting and that is because of the amount of music I listen to and the amount of different types of music I listen to. Like the hip hop stuff is very like you make a beat and a rapper raps over and the beat is the same for the whole song. But because I grew up like listening to like rock like Green Day and AC/DC through my dad, and like then like when I got older listening to like house techno and then listening to like jazz now that I'm older again, a lot of that influences my music. So I can hear form and pick out form and know where things should change. And especially being a drummer, like I play drums like more than I produce, and I'm like trying to get live drums into my production, but obviously with a lot of money that's hard to do. But even when I'm playing live and playing drums, I can hear where things should change and where chords change and where vocals should come in just from doing it all the time. And like it's of great benefit when I'm just like improvising, or if like you get called like up and just like, let's play a song, you can hear where things should happen and where they might typically happen. And I think a lot of that influences how I write my music. Like I think, oh, like this should happen here, and then I might get an idea of what should happen here. So I know something should happen, so it's what happens is how I kind of write like the next step of the song.
You said something off air that I'm going to repeat back to you now, right? Okay. This was, we never walk into a radio studio and say something in secret. You don't like the sound of your own voice?
Not at all, no.
Why?
I don't know. I think everyone hears their voice differently, like to themselves. So it's hard to kind of think, maybe like my voice doesn't sound the way I hear it. And I think it was more of a thing as well, like I was saying earlier about hip hop and like the Irish accent not fitting rappers, that I immediately got conscious of saying, oh, like what if I sound too American? Or what if I sound too, like what if something I say sounds like British because I was listening to Skepta or something like that. So I kind of like overthink what I would sound like to somebody else. Because obviously I don't know I have an accent, but I know I have an accent because I've been told.
Yes.
But I think Breakfast is probably the first tune where I've sat back and said, no, I like how I sound on that.
Yeah.
And I like the delivery. And it took me a long time of like recording tracks and scrapping them and recording them and scrapping them and just releasing the instrumentals without the vocals before Breakfast came. And I was like, I recorded Breakfast 2 years ago, like I was saying earlier. Like that was sitting on my computer for 2 whole years, exactly those vocals. And only recently I was like, okay, maybe that would actually be good. But again, because all the people around me are releasing hip hop now. And like so many of my peers, like from Dublin and Limerick and Cork and all that, are all releasing hip hop and rap and are getting great respect for it. So that kind of pushed me on to say, well, if they're getting respect for it, why wouldn't I? So then I just went for it, and 35,000 plays later, I guess it's okay.
That's fantastic, yeah. And can be right, so, because as I said, you were in before with Central Hall, because are you still a member of Central Hall?
Yeah.
So Central Hall is still a thing going, and I know you're playing 100 million other bands. Bang, if you've ever been at festivals and things like that, it's kind of a percussion group that you're involved with.
Yeah.
But how will Alex Goff, producer, hip-hop artist, whatever, how will that translate into the live arena?
I've already started working on it, so I have a 4-piece band.
Okay.
So where I'm playing drums and singing, rapping. And then I also have my friend playing guitar. Then the bassist who recorded for Breakfast, he's on bass, and a keys player.
Okay.
So we're kind of translating the samples and translating the instrumentals into live instruments.
And will you still use samples as well? Like might you trigger stuff from a laptop or something like that?
Yeah, from a laptop, we're probably going to use triggers and stuff for bigger venues. Yeah. But we're kind of like, when I first got into college, I still do have a huge interest in like the UK jazz scene, like Alpha Mist, and he's like a pianist, and Yusuf Kamal and people like that, who are very like jazz based, but it's hip hop as well.
Mm.
Like just that like fusion. And I would like to make Alex Goff like that kind of experience live, as well as like, I'd like to be able to have the option of like doing like a dusty jazz club and playing like hip hop, like Chris Dave, the drummer, and Robert Glasper and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to go, I could do a DJ set and rap, or I could also then do like a big, like I could do the Tree Arena with tracks and have huge big like 808 subs and all that kind of stuff as well. So it's, I'd like to be able to translate it like, based on the venue I'm playing in.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm nearly there. We have about like a few more rehearsals and be able to play.
So do you think, will we see this live set this summer perhaps?
Before the summer, I'd say.
Okay, brilliant. So we'll watch this space.
Absolutely.
Alex Goff. So if somebody wants to find out more about you, where should they go?
I'm on all social media. So Facebook is Alex Goff, and then Instagram is Alex Goff with 3 H's. And same for Twitter.
And it's G-O-U-G-H.
Yeah.
And, well, 3 H's
yeah.
in the appropriate place. Which is before somebody goes looking up G-O-F-F or something that. Yeah. Right, well, listen, Alex, really wish you all the best. You said there's a video for Breakfast is going to drop this week, isn't it?
Yeah, coming out on Tuesday. Yeah.
Coming out on Tuesday. So we're going to keep an eye out for that. I'm looking forward to seeing what you have for your breakfast. And I'm going to play it with this one here because we have mentioned Central Hall, and I'm sure the lads are feeling that you don't love them anymore.
Of course I do. I love you all.
So I'm going to play this one here. This is a single you released over a year ago now. It was a Felicity.
Right. Oh, that's about, January, a year ago, yeah.
So about a year ago. So this is Felicity from Central Hall. So you can hear Alex Goff's drums on this. Alex, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.